Welcome back to your favorite podcast. Yeah, it's your favorite. It's me, Shein. I am the creator and host of this podcast. This is She Gives a Pod. Been doing this since 2018. Welcome. Get comfortable. This one is a good one. You might learn something today. You might take something, have a conversation with it after. Either way, it's a great time. I'm talking about respecting panentheism. Those who often find themselves in the church may understand what I'm saying, but in my opinion, you don't physically have to be in a building to have church. Churches, conversation, churches, a space of discussion. Church is a gathering of open minds to take in something, to digest it. And I feel like everybody carries a bit of God within them. It's really about how you nurture that, okay? So that's what we're talking about today, because life requires a certain amount of energy to function, and having a vision of things working is what helps things work. It's not really being able to make 1 + 1 = 2. It's really about having the faith and the understanding and speaking things into existence and putting in the work for things to happen. Speaking down on your opportunities that you're aiming for, to me, is dumb. It's going against the grain of everything that you're doing if you're trying. So when you find yourself doubting yourself, shut up. Okay? When you find yourself focusing on more of the negative things that could happen before they even happen, try to quiet your mind. Try to meditate. Either you go for a walk or take a nap, but don't let those things fester into your reality. Using your energy to think about positive things instead will always push that negative thinking out. Put your mindset into what you want and do the things that you want to do. I don't feel like age is a good measurement of where you should be or what you should have, because some older people are immature still. Some older people are miserable still. Some older people are still not trying. Okay, so that's not a really, really a great measurement of where you should be and what you should have. It's an illusion of being able. It's an illusion of having most times. Now, people who call you or see you the most, in my opinion, should speak the most life into you, because you're giving them access to you and you have access to them. So hopefully they're a good anchor in your life. I won't lie to you, for temporary enjoyment, temporary fulfillment, I think people who lie to people lie to themselves. People who look to people to use them, use the people around them constantly. They don't know how to really be who they truly are around people. And it's always about, what can I get? And things are like very transactional. And to me, I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk. We critique. We give feedback. We support each other. And that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters, because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Well, let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts, whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Pays Me On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right with Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shanbypodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. Those relationships should not be lasting if you're growing, okay? Everything in this physical life has a purpose and was made for a reason. Sometimes the purpose of something being created is for you to learn your lesson and fall on your ass. Sometimes the purpose of something being great and being valuable is for you to realize your potential. Some people waste their time doubting their own capabilities of being great. That's a choice, in my opinion. So if you want to waste your time doubting your greatness, have at it. That's just something I don't want to do. When you could challenge yourself daily to see what you actually could be, who you actually are, what your skills could be, if you put in the effort, that sounds more productive to me. I could be sitting right here and continue to watch the whole season of Ozarks again, like I never seen it. But I'm making a choice like, hey, I could go ahead and record a few episodes, edit them, schedule them to buy me time later. A lot of people don't take advantage of every minute within their day. A lot of people waste it, whether you waste it bullshitting, whether you waste it doing things that are not helpful to you, whether you waste it not doing shit at all. That's your choice. It's a decision that you make. I'm just like, okay, yes, I'm off today. Yes, I could be doing this and this and this, or I could sit here and absolutely do nothing. But because I have time to do something different, that's what I'm choosing to do. So you always have a choice in what you do and how you do it. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is the power of intention. And intentions present the focus and the goals you have for yourself or for your business. But intentions mean not only do you think it, but you do it. You show it, right? You wake up intentionally because you have something to do. You have somewhere to be. You have people to show up for. You collab with other people and other creators intentionally because you like something that they're doing, you like their focus, and you like how they push whatever they're pushing. You should be loving people intentionally because you could love someone else, but you should be intentionally choosing to love and show up for the people that you say that you love. You should show up for them intentionally. You should be showing up for yourself intentionally. It is irrelevant to give people access to you that are not intentional about you, that are not honest about why they're around, who do not show you why they're around. You have no time for someone being in your life with no good intention. You just don't have it. The next thing that you need to have in order for good energy to keep coming and going around you is belief in self. And that right there, before you can actually believe in yourself, you're going to have to really be ready for that honesty. It takes a lot of honesty and courage to try. Most people give up, in my opinion, too easy. And they worry about outside opinions about what they want to do, who they are, and how they show up. 10 out of 10, highly would not recommend. Okay? In one of my books, I talked about self-confidence, and that's in Plan A, A Vision for My Fearless Generation, page 34, because I remember. In order to have self-confidence, I talked about the honesty you have to put into yourself and how you have to put yourself to your own test. She Gets It Pod will be right back after these messages. It is that season once again, that returning depression, that seasonal depression, that just, you know, time where you just don't feel like doing anything. You don't feel like being in the mix with everyone. You feel overwhelmed, or you're just missing people, and that's perfectly okay. And some people need more help than others. And when you're looking for help, sometimes it's not your friends. Sometimes it's not your family. Sometimes it's not the person you're in a relationship with that can help you. Some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online at our fingertips. And when you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak with someone and be heard. Because we all have things that we carry that are a bit heavier than the next person's. And so if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone talk to you and listen to you and give you tools to work through your thoughts and your feelings, please check out our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month. So stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to the show. Hope you feel better. Make up your today by being better than who you were yesterday. Not being better than the other person. Not being better than the other man. Not being better than that billionaire you see on TV. You know what I'm saying? Some people are born into being rich and wealthy. Some people aren't. But it's a decision to keep up the momentum in order to keep being great. Life is its own stage, and the audience is always subjective. But the audience should never control how you move and what you do and the good energy that you put out. You have a decision to put out good energy. You have a decision to think positively. You have a decision to put in the effort. So focus on what you want to grow. Be where the energy that you need is flowing, and just bring that effort. And I feel like everything else will meet you. Every opportunity will meet you. But if you're honestly not trying, what are you praying for? What are you begging for? And why do you deserve it? My name is Shan. I am the host and creator of this pod. I hope you enjoyed what I said. I hope you think about what I said. You can find me at Shan B. Podden on social media. You can find me at shanbpodden.com. And if you are interested in using my tabletopics.com coupon, it's Shan B. Podden in all caps. I will be back again with another one. I hope you enjoyed this bonus, because I was not going to do it. But sometimes I feel like people need like a little reassurance that having goodness is not out of reach. It's not out of touch. But you do have to believe in it, and you do have to deserve it. And when you deserve it, it's because you've been putting in the effort. Peace.